you got to go, you cannot be serious.
You cannot be serious. That wasn't... That's...
Oh, came in halfway through it. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. Great song. Couldn't you say you cannot be serious better than that?
I can't believe you get it wrong. It's,
it's so simple, man.
We haven't done it for what? When do we usually do that intro? You can't be serious at the start, or do we have this one with?
Right, we're back on now.
John McEnroe first.
Oh, do we?
Into the music.
Oh, we're back on,
and it's you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
You well, Rocket, why like didn't you do it?
I just did.
We'll do it again.
No. Don does it with a question mark on the end of it.
Yeah.
You can't be serious.
Yeah. Hey, you can't, you cannot be serious. It's, you cannot, it's Don, it's aggression. It's aggression.
You've been watching the Olympics.
Now, I'm glad you said that. I'll tell you my experience with the Olympics. This is an answer to your question. I turned it on, the Rocket said, you've got to watch the Olympics. So I turned it on. I watched 4 minutes of ads, and then I watched a man and a woman in a studio talking ad nauseum for 4 minutes about, I think it was the canoeing. Not sure, might have been the, I think it was the canoeing.
Was that Matt Shervington?
I don't know. Anyhow, I was, I'm not that interested in the canoeing, but for 4 minutes I thought I'll stagger through the canoeing pros and cons of whitewater rafting or whatever it is. And then they had another 3 minutes of ads and that was it. I've not watched any more of it. So I'm happy for you. Rocket, you've been a devotee of the Olympics, haven't you? Incidentally, it was the lowest rating in America, the lowest rating Olympics ever.
Not here, it's not.
Not here. I think it's been very conveniently put on.
Channel 7 to captive.
My word.
Channel 7 of what?
Have done very, very well.
Do you think they're doing a good job?
That's a very good question.
Yep, it's a good question. Very good question. And
I think they've got to get more expert comment. In all my time, Peter Landy, I thought, was fantastic when he did the rowing. I actually learnt about rowing and understood it. Ian Thorpe.
What did you learn about rowing?
Well, why they're picking up their rope, what they're doing, and because Peter rowed and he had an appreciation
What
the sport. He learned about Cox.
Don.
And the other one is Ian Thorpe. Now I'm learning about
Thorpedo.
I am learning about swimming, the finer points of swimming, and I find him very, very interesting. The rest of the commentators just gloss over it.
I'm not being facetious, Don. What are the finer points of swimming that you learned?
Well, about the touch pads, he explained how they could be.
No, I'm interested. Go on.
He went into and explained about the touch pads. There could be a problem. There couldn't be a problem. This is how they work. They're tested before the race or in between every morning or between races, and
touch
so
pads.
The pads, the touch pads,
yes.
Because there's been, I think, 4 dead heats.
I see.
In the swimming.
What do you think, Rocket?
It's not the way I'd do it.
This is a man who set up Fox Sports football. That's a Rocket. Anyway, I'm giving you some
credit. I think it's missing some layers. I know people, lots of people that are working on it, and they're doing a great job. They're working their ringer off. But I just think ultimately...
Ringer, they're working their ringer off.
What's your thing? Good blokes?
Hard of gold.
No, what did you say when you say and he's hard of gold? Some good blokes.
Salt of the earth.
Go on.
No, they are, but ultimately they can only work towards the direction and the way that they're being steered, and they're working their butts off. And I don't know what the direction is they've been given. I don't know what their resources level is like. I don't know any of that, right? So, but when I look at it, I just see it's lacking a couple of layers. It's a bit vanilla. I just think that perhaps.
Vanilla.
Well, no, what happens? No,
jeez,
let me explain.
I've learned nothing here. You've
everything
has been a wank word or adjective or description.
All right, so what happens is, what happens in these big events is they are a technical effort. They're an amazing technical effort, right, to bring all these feeds back. And you can get caught up in that. And if you're running the show, which I guess...
Martin Louis.
Okay, well, he's got to step. He can't let himself get sucked into that vortex. He's got to let the cobbler's cobble, as Ross Lyon would say. He's got to sit back and go, okay, that's all being done. All the techos of getting it all the feeds in. And somebody who's the head of sport has got to sit back and go, okay, let's now apply the layers over the top to make the thing more engaging, more entertaining and whatnot, and make the whole thing more dynamic. And I think there is layers of information that just aren't there.
You know, I've learnt nothing from what you just said. What are layers? Tell me, please, in layman terms, what are layers?
Well, it needs some extra dimensions to the coverage. I think it's just
like
a bit...
Like what?
Information. About graphic what? Information for a start.
About what?
About the what's going on.
The touch pads and stuff.
No, no, but not just that. But say what's coming up and what's going on. Give me updates about what's happening with what's happened today. I don't want to sit there on the main channel and they're stuck on kayaking for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, but you've got the choice of three different stations.
No, I know that. But if I was doing it, I would have the main channel as a hub channel where they're talking about, they're constantly giving me updates about what's going on, what's coming up, what's happened, and then feed me and push me out to those other channels.
Can you boys tell me about 7Mate? How do I find 7Mate?
Turn the channel.
I do. I can't find bloody 7Mate. They say, go to 7Mate. Where is 7Mate?
Well, it's just down the dial, down the list.
The other thing that gives me the irritation.
You're down the list, Don. You just keep scrolling through until
it says 7. The commentators,
the
main commentators, like, they... Oh, jeez, do they wank... Excuse me.
Is Bruce there?
Yeah, Bruce is there.
Is
and
he?
Basil Zemplar. And they all say... What?
Basil
these
and blokes, Bruce.
They work on a quote, a legend beats a legend, when Ariana Titmus beat... what's the American girl's name?
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, it slipped my mind.
Yeah, the American.
The American girl in the 400 freestyle. A legend beats a legend. Like, he's worked on that overnight or for weeks, if it did happen. And they go, you know, they hang on what the commentator says. I mean...
Well, I can have a listen to this. We'll get back to that, but just to remind me of it. I was watching the golf, Minji Lee... who's an Australian. Minji Lee is a woman golfer who just won the Evian Open in France. And instead of saying she's got to hit it into the wind, the commentator said, he called the wind air molecules. He said, and she's got to be aware of the air molecules that are confronting her.
Who said that?
There's the commentator, air molecules. As opposed, and then he said, "Then
our commentator, or this is
no,
international
overseas right. Air molecules, Don. This is the new term for wind." And then they said it looked like it was going to rain. He said, "I think not the same bloke." Another bloke said, "I think there's going to be a rain event shortly. A rain event. Let's buy some tickets and go to the. What is a rain event? There's going to be a rain event shortly. Air molecules. This is where it's got to, Don. Sorry, go ahead."
So what he's going to say is, it is going to rain.
Exactly. Not a rain event.
That's what I'm saying about the commentators. No,
you said snig, earlier instead of just pull the logs out.
No, snig's a word. Snig's
a
correct.
No, but it's still been a
word. No, snig's an absolute proper word. I gave you credit for it, Don. You said I was taking the piss out of you.
Hang on. What are you having to go? What about sniggy?
Well, no one knew what sniggy meant.
I didn't know what it meant. But it's
if
good.
You worked in the bloody farm or
no,
the
but no one has.
Or Don. You're pulling a log, you're snigging
Don,
logs. This
we're
is
giving
what
you credit for it.
They cut down trees and they snig logs.
The rocket's completely gone off the track. To say air molecules instead of wind is about as silly as you can get.
But that's what commentators have got to find a point of difference.
Yes.
To be fair, though, they're doing it off a tally. But I also think that provides an opportunity. I can't see why when we turn on at night, we're not seeing... Why are they letting Thorpey sit there in a pair of tracky dacks doing the commentary? Stick him in a suit and stick him on a panel in between calling. I don't get why we're having to put up with... No offence to Luke Darcy. But why are we putting up with Luke Darcy when in the next room is Ian Thorpe?
Is Luke
Darcy
there?
I've seen Thorpe come on. And that's where I learned about the touchpads last night.
You're hearing him, you're not
with,
seeing him.
No, I did. He was with Hamish McLaughlin and he was walking around talking about the various swimmers who were going to come up and their strengths and weaknesses, and then he started on the touchpads and it was a walk around a studio
and a
set.
Did you say Hamish McLaughlin?
Hamish McLaughlin.
Is that Gil's brother?
Yeah.
I will speak to Gil when I...
He's not speaking to you.
Gil?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Don.
I think
Don.
He's put the word out about you.
Not at all, mate.
He
he's
has.
Been busy. He's been busy.
I think he spread the word about you and the legal fraternity in Melbourne. That's all I'm saying. I just think...
That's a big statement.
I know it is, about him.
Yeah, that's a big statement.
What do you think's happening?
I think
the coffee's off.
Oh,
ho, ho.
I think he's stitched you and us right up.
Oh.
Well, conspiracy theory.
Oh. So you reckon the coffee, him saying reaching out after a bereavement of mine, you reckon just the day before we interviewed the bloke about the best-selling book, The Boys Club, you reckon the coffee was just a ruse? You reckon there's never, ever going to be coffee with me? Because you're going to rip my heart out,
you shut your mouth off in that conversation, and they play a different game in the top end of Melbourne.
It's
a game that I don't really appreciate.
So you reckon
it's not the way that I'd play the game.
So you reckon the coffee stuff is just it was never going to happen.
It's never
rip my heart out, Don. If I understand you to be saying that I've been taken as a sucker, I'm not going to have coffee with Gil, I tell you what, mate, I might snatch it. That is, I don't think I can go out in public anymore.
I think you're ridiculed. Excuse the expression. You stuffed the coffee up yourself.
Did I?
Yeah.
How?
By the raising of his voice and the questioning
raising
and the statements that he made.
When he spoke to him?
Yeah.
Or in a private conversation?
Yeah.
Well, you're not that upset him? Not that a challenge?
Not the way he challenged
and
him.
And so you're eating the coffees off because of
Hang
that?
On, what's going on here? I don't know what you're even talking about.
Shit, Don.
I'm not.
Well, no one knows
I'm
about
I'm
the
coffee. I'm telling you the coffee's not going to be on because of you.
I've become depressed.
Do you know something new here, or are you being clever?
No, I'm surmising. That's part of the reason we're having a hassle.
So I don't have to sit by the phone for any.
No,
length.
Don't worry about it.
I've written off weekends after weekend waiting for the call.
You won't get
to
it.
Come. What?
You won't get it.
Human nature is not what I thought it was, Don. I took people on face value.
Yeah, because we come from a different world.
What world would that be?
Well,
the
it's
one
basic.
Of sincerity.
We've been involved
of
in
ethics,
something which
of morals.
Requires basic honesty. We played a sport at a level where it was required. You really had to come to terms with yourself, and you're exposed in various ways, and were stripped bare. But other people have never experienced that, so there's a different way of
living out
there.
So you're saying Gil and I are on a completely different strata?
Yep.
Yeah, what did you say?
What?
What is he talking about? What did you say to him?
In other words, he upset him. Okay.
But wasn't Sam protesting because he was upset? So you're not allowed to bite back?
Anyway, that's what I reckon.
Anyway, go back to Thorpe and Hamish.
Yeah, I thought that Ian Thorpe was excellent.
Well, I didn't see that, so maybe everything I've said is wrong.
I thought he was excellent.
No, but Don, what Don thinks is excellent and what you think is excellent could be...
Yeah, it's subjective, it's stuff. Subjective.
But when I've seen it, I just find it's a bit... Well, it's hard because they've got no crowds either. You throw it to the hockey
the
and
crowds,
there's two men and a dog.
The crowds are of no significance whatsoever.
You don't
when
reckon?
You, no, when you watch the...
I watched Australia versus USA in the soccer, right? And, geez,
yeah,
they
women.
Were doing
wasn't
a good job.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah, but they were doing a good job with no crowd and no atmosphere.
Oh, wasn't it fantastic? I watched that myself. I just had to take my hat off. The Australians are underdone, even against Sweden. They could have tied that game. Had Sam Kerr have put that penalty in, it would have made it 3-3, and you never know what could have happened. But...
Yeah, so maybe I take back what I said. Maybe night time's better than the daytime.
You don't.
No, I'm being serious. I've only watched it during the day, and it's been flat.
If you make a
I'm
statement,
not backing down. I don't
you
give
are
that.
Backing down. If you make a statement,
no, but Don just said something that sounds like exactly what I was saying they should be doing.
And the other interesting
that's what he said.
But the other interesting thing was before the Olympics, which was last Wednesday, or last, I was disillusioned. I thought about this generation. We had Liz Cambage pulling out, Ben Simmons pulling out. And the show jumper, Rowan Willis, spitting the dummy and not going across as a reserve rider. So consequently, Australia haven't got a show jumping team. And I thought maybe this is the generation, that they're very, very selfish. But geez, I was surprised at the way these younger people, and I take my hat off to them, the swimming team, how they want to swim in the relays in preference to the individuals, the spirit in the... both soccer teams. There's another game. The water polo. Oh, are they having a fair dinkum go too? I think it's just fantastic to see these young people committing themselves to Australia. And the basketball team too.
Anyone else?
I didn't watch every sport, but they're the ones.
Sounds like it.
Don.
What?
Do you know what? Now, I can't comment on this because I haven't been watching it, but the three-time Olympian, a woman called Lolo Jones, who was interviewed on American television. I don't think it was Turkish television or Russia TRT. Tonight. I don't know what it was. It was on one of the stations over there. She said she thought the drop-off of audience participation and ratings was because of the political interference of using the Olympics as a political vehicle to turn your back on the flag when the anthems played. It was political protest gone mad. And she
said,
"People,
in the middle of the night."
What's that?
I think it's because in America it's in the middle of the night.
So they're getting it played in the middle of the night.
That's when it's live.
Hang on.
Because it's basically Australian time.
Jesus.
It's the worst time zone ever.
Please. She said that. She said.
No. He's got a relevant point here because for a long, long time,
fuck.
The Olympics weren't shown in the Southern Hemisphere because of the time difference with the biggest year.
Well,
in
this
the
is
Northern
not Southern
Hemisphere.
This is longitude. No, latitude. Which one is it?
Longitude is up and down.
Yeah, so it's the longitude
is going across.
It's the longitude.
Lolo
line.
Jones said that would be one of the reasons is the time variation, and the other reason was she thought this was her considered opinion that it had been politicised and people turning their back when the Star Spangled Banger, or as Doug Wade used to call it, the Star Spangled Banger, the Star Spangled Banger, he said. I tell you what's a great song. He said, talk about anthems. This is Doug. He said it's the Star Spangled Banger. And I said, the what, Doug? He said, what is it? He said, the Star Spangled Banger.
He is a funny man.
The Star Spangled Banger.
Has he shaved that beard off talking about Doug Wade? He looks like EDM, not EDM. I mean, who's that bloke?
Stalin.
That bloke in the trench over in Iraq. They caught him. Saddam Hussein.
Yeah,
does he still look like Saddam Hussein?
Saddam Hussein. I don't know if he looks still. Will I take that call? Anyhow, she said the time difference, Rocket, in deference to you.
One hour.
And she said the time difference and the fact that people now turn their back on the Star Spangled Banner when it's played for political purposes people have had a gutful at it in the States because they don't want the sport politicised.
Have you
That's
been watching?
What she said.
While you're watching your international TV, have you been watching the Greek coverage of the Olympics? Because why wouldn't you? That's where the Olympics started.
To watch a Greek.
Because ERT station, ERT television station, right?
Egyptian.
Obviously they're similar. Karamiris.
For
remarks he made when Zhong Yang Silk beat Gionis of Greece in the men's table tennis. When asked to analyse the skills of the South Korean team, he said, in quotes, "Their eyes are narrow, so I can't understand how they can see the ball moving back and forth."
They could blind themselves with dental floss.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot.
Blindfold themselves. Now,
he got the sack, and that's what you should be done.
No, but that's what he should.
Hey, listen, you boys haven't watched it, but another thing that's come up for me.
Did he say that?
Another thing that's come up for me. How do you qualify as a competitor for a country? There's a lot of people imported to represent a country. Now, one that
Kepler Vessels.
Like Kepler Vessels, we've got a lady in our show jumping team. Her name is Katie Laurie. She married an Australian, so she's Australian. But
was she ranked 4,000 in the world?
Hang on. She was born in England. Her father is Australian. Her mother is a New Zealander. She has represented New Zealand. She obviously holds dual passports. So...
No, once you represent a country, you should be out. That's it.
Beg your pardon?
Once you represent a country, that's it. You've made your state
trans,
your claim.
Can't okay. trans.
There's another thing that trans. Went on a couple of years ago.
There's no draft.
It's going on in a different way now. The Ukraine, again in equestrian, went out and recruited riders from Germany, Brazil. And
gave them citizenship. Where,
and gave, well, I don't know, do they qualify for citizenship? How do they become Ukrainian riders? That team has now disbanded. They've all gone back to where they came from.
Is
now,
there...
just hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Israel, no. Israel.
Right, you take the phone. Israel, I want to ask the rocket.
It's a mistake.
It's a mistake. I want to ask you a question.
Israel are doing the same. Now, I watched the swimming, and I haven't seen Israel have a team in the swimming, and there's a couple of other sports. Are they importing... Are they importing athletes to represent themselves? Now, in the equestrian side, they've got Americans. Ashley Bond, who's American. Daniel Waldman, that's her married name. American. Teddy Volk, American. They've got a Mexican and they've got a Colombian. Now, their ancestry may be...
Yeah. Go on, Don. Don't get waylaid. You're on a roll of speaking. I don't know what you're speaking about.
Okay, well, their ties are that they're
well, they might
they're
be
Jewish.
Ties. Jewish.
And so they now represent Israel.
They're not but representing they're really, religion. They're representing country.
But that's their tie back to Israel.
No, now, that's bullshit. That doesn't work that way.
I'm telling you, they're in the
well,
team.
That's not fair. That's
so
cheating.
Why isn't there a clearer demarcation of who
why,
can
Don,
represent
it's become
the
an
country.
Anachronism. The Olympics are they've become irrelevant. They are
what's an anachronism again, as opposed to an acronym?
Anachronism. Why tennis and golf are in the? It's just become a farce.
Tennis was a sport in the Olympics.
It's become a farce, mate, because the top competitions in tennis and golf aren't the Olympics. And
did you watch the surfing?
And the surfing. How could you have surfing in the Olympics?
Now, I watch the surfing.
How could
I
you
do
have...
not understand surfing, and I think it detracts from the way... What I think of surfing is riding these big waves and tremendous...
Surfing's fantastic, but how can
but you hang
compare
on. If
you, surfing...
You're watching at the Olympics, there's tactics in not allowing someone to get on a wave, or how do they judge it? It's subjective.
It is...
What about bells? Isn't bells the pinnacle?
Yes, but the surf's at least going, I suppose. I don't.
It's not the pinnacle they're not in. No, I reckon we should go back to what they had in the original games of the Olympic, you know, the Greek first games, right?
Discus.
Right, all those, right? The ball throwing.
Hammer.
Yeah. And then we should have a meeting and the three of us decide what else can come in.
That's
and
right.
They have to state their claim to say, righto, this will be the pinnacle. And if it's not the pinnacle, they're out. So no golf, no tennis.
A lot of sports are subjective. Subjective. And that means the human element comes into it.
In swimming, Don, would you have butterfly in the swimming? What is the point of the butterfly stroke? If you went
well,
down on
the... Same, what's the point of freestyle? If you, well, you could have dog paddle.
Well, I'll tell you. If
no,
you
freestyle
went,
is the natural way to swim.
Well, dog paddle is.
No, freestyle is.
Dog paddle. You dog
you're comparing the Fosby flop with the
what?
Scissor kick.
What?
If you went down on the Titanic, would you butterfly to the nearest iceberg?
Would you dog
would
paddle?
Would you backstroke?
Well, because that's...
Would you breaststroke?
Yes, because that is a fatigue-saving discipline.
What?
Lying on your back or breaststroking.
I thought...
Butterflying.
I thought, treading,
no
I thought treading water was
there
a...
Is
it
no
should just be the fastest over. It doesn't matter what the stroke is. It's 100 metres. Who can do 100
no
metres the quickest?
There's no point of the butterfly. What's the point of the butterfly stroke? What is the point of that? Now, Don... tell me, I watched...
Hang
I
on,
turned,
let's keep applying these stupid rules. What else is there?
Well, I'm just about... I turned on and saw, is wheelchair rugby in the Olympics?
No,
that'll be in the Paralympics.
I turned
it's
on...
It's not on yet.
I was going across channels and I noticed there's a sport called wheelchair rugby. Is that in the Olympics or what was
yeah,
I watching?
It'll be in the Paralympics.
It'll be part of a deal that the rugby deal they had to pick up.
That was on the television.
It'll be there'll be a commitment as part of the rugby rights. They would have to do that. Am I in trouble for saying that?
No, I couldn't understand.
And that's what it'll be. Now going back, who's doing the equestrian, Don? Is Hamish calling that?
No, he's not. I think Lucinda. Oh well, her name is now Greens. Lucinda Green, or her maiden name was Lucinda Pryor.
Yeah, but who's calling it? Who's the straight person in it? Who's the commentator?
They used an English... I think they used an English... they picked up the English feed.
Why wouldn't Hamish do that?
Well, he's hosting here.
Oh, yeah? And do a bit of calling.
Well, it's a little bit more... I don't think... Although his mother... Although Hamish's mother does ride dressage...
He knows more about equestrian than John Harker knows about polo, water polo.
We're talking about equestrian.
I could have gone over and done it, Don, because you said I was great when I was commentating on you jumping over the horse. Don, I note, are we still doing the Olympics?
My word, I've got a lot of other things. Oh, I recognise the men's efforts. What? There was a girl in the ladies' road race. Now, just take women. The ladies' road race, I think it was Saturday.
On bike or warring?
Bike. I sat there for hours watching this girl, hoping she could hang on. Bike. She took off a couple of K's. There was a breakaway a couple of K's from the... You blokes are not even listening.
I am. He said, "Is it the women's road race?" And he said, "Is it walking or riding?"
To give a bit more information.
Oh, fucking okay. Road race is biking.
It's a bike race over so many hundreds of k's or whatever, 100-odd k's. And a breakaway happened in the first couple of k's, and these three riders got out. They were 4 minutes out in front. Two of them dropped off. The girl from Austria made a strategic move at a food stop or a water stop. And she got the break on the two. So the two, the three became a one and a two. The peloton eventually caught the two. Yeah. This girl won by about a minute and a half at the end, but basically led all the way. An Austrian, unknown. She rode in a minor role in the Tour de France. She went back to university, and she's come back into cycling and has won a gold medal and knocked off the favoured Dutch team. The Dutch team was very strong, and the Dutch rider came second, about a minute and a half behind. What a sensational effort. And the other one I want to mention, and there'll be others.
You don't need to watch Carl the Olympics. Don was going to recount them all for you.
Yeah, Carl Chambers, the Australian in the relay. Who only
take us through it, Don.
While we're on third, the
side. Take us through it.
While we're on
he
the
side. Jumped in the water sixth and made up, and they finished up in third position. Now, they finished in third, but what a great effort. Yeah, but what a great effort by Chalmers, fantastic. If you watched it. 46
now, while we're on the cycling, while we're on the cycling, Don, I watched one of the cars in one of the highlight packages. One of the cars pulled up, and the man leant out of the car and changed the battery on one of the bikes so the electric gears would work. Do they have electric gears on the bikes?
Do they? Really?
Yep.
He leant over and changed
Electric brakes too.
Changed the battery.
Really?
There's no more cords. That's all it is. They're Bluetooth. So they've got no more cords. So you know the cord that used to, the cable rather. You know the cable that used to run down to change gears? Those, they're gone now. So it's a button that tells the gears to change.
I'll be buggered.
Soon they'll be...
I took my car in yesterday. The bloody thing was running as rough as guts. And then listen, I'm not into this modern... I said to the bloke, my car's as rough as guts.
Your car's not modern, Don.
I understand all that.
Your car's a heap of shit.
I understand all that. He's bought out a bloody computer, shoved it in. He said, it read everything. He said, this is wrong. Now it works perfectly. He's recalibrated or something. He must have a computer in it.
So we've got off the Olympics.
Is that what it's called?
Diagnostic.
So we've got off the Olympics onto your car now. So
Don's
got a few more events to take.
Don. Did you see how we got knocked off?
A big pun?
We got knocked off with an interview.
Don, more?
Jamie Carr. Remember how we were after Jamie Carr to do an interview?
I reckon there's a fair few people that have been after her.
Okay, you know who knocked us off, don't you?
Who?
Hamish McLaughlin.
Oh, damn it.
And you know what they're... bloody tie-up is. Who? They both went to Pony Club together over at Mount Pleasant.
You know Jamie.
In South Australia, they both come from Mount Pleasant.
You know Jamie Carr, you said? You said
you
I
told
her
you were going to get her.
You were a future uncle or whatever. I was bloody desperate to get her on.
Trumped you then.
And you blokes are suing me on.
I think Hamish has trumped you then. If you
bloody over here, and it gives me the shits.
You were hanging your hat on the fact you knew her future.
Oh, well, you blokes. Here are you two. Go and get her on. Get her on.
No, you said I'll get Jamie Carr on. I said, go ahead, Don. Anyway, I said, I know her future uncle.
He didn't just say get her. He rang us. Now, when do you want her?
Yeah, that's right. You said...
bloody Hamish McLaughlin.
Oh, bloody. So, Don.
He's knocked us off.
So, Don, Damien Hardwick said... of the impending return of Alex Rance. He said he might come back and play for Essendon. We'd like him to play for Richmond, but it's in a sash with the wrong colour. Do you know what I'm talking about? He thinks Alex Rance is going to come back and play for Essendon.
Really?
And he did. He played on the weekend.
What, in that reserve?
Did he? Did he go?
What is a obviously a top-up player.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow, Damon, do you think this
Can I ask you, why would he come back to Essendon?
Well, that's interesting, because supposedly he's good friends with Ben Rutten, right?
Oh.
And now that makes me then question what happened at Richmond, because doesn't he have 40 good friends over at Richmond?
Oh. The point of me bringing this up,
John,
was...
John, you don't think through things.
I brought this up. I'm telling you why I brought this up, Don.
He's friends with Rutten.
We'll get to it. Just relax.
Well, because Don's just talking
That's
over
surprising.
The top
I thought
it.
He'd go back to Richmond.
You would think that he's got 40 good friends at Richmond, so he'd go back there.
Yeah.
But he's got Ben Rutten over at Essendon, that went back there. There's something NQR about this.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, go. Sorry, Sam.
Okay. We apologise. Don. Damien Hardwick, the current coach of Richmond, said of Alex Rance, do you think, I'm asking you this, do you think this is extravagant or this is fair comment? He said, Alex was one of the greatest players ever to have played the game.
Oh, please.
Do you think that's an extravagant statement or not?
We all get hooked
on... One of the greatest players ever to have played the game.
What I say to a lot of people is, just wait 3 or 4 years after that player has retired and then pass judgment. Because in the heat of the moment, or whilst that player is current, isn't he fantastic? Just let it die for a while and the euphoria drops away, then make
your
judgment.
Well, it has been 3 years since he played, hasn't it? Or two?
Yeah, it has.
And you can't compare players of different eras. He was a good player maybe in that era...
But that's only 3 years
You're saying
ago.
He's no good?
I'm not saying he's the best at all. He was a good player in that era. He was loose. I don't know how he'd go in the old game when you had to pick a man up.
Well, he wasn't playing in the old game. He was playing in the game when you don't have to pick a man
up. That's right. So you can't compare.
Now, all right, but based on the era that he played in, was he a good player or not?
He was a good player in that era.
How good? Give me a score out of 10.
I thought he was loose. I'd give him 8.
Yeah, that's all right. Oh, that's 8's a great score.
That's pretty good, Don. No. That's getting up there. 9 and 10.
But he was loose too. You'd like to play on him.
Nadia Comaneci.
8's a great score for a defender.
Nobody would be Nadia Comaneci-like.
I was driving. Now, I'll ask you a question.
All right,
talking
good.
About football. See now, we're being a little bit self-indulgent here.
All right,
but
then.
I think
you're asking me or Sam?
People would like to know.
Yes.
I was in Dramana.
What?
I was in Dramana driving home yesterday.
I see.
And I turned right at the police station and drove towards Arthur's Seat. Now, pre-season, when we're playing football, one of the runs set up by Brian Doog, who was looking after the phys ed, was to run from the beach at Dramana up this hill. It was all hill, all incline, up to Arthur's Seat, around the elbows, all to the top. I didn't do it. I was injured. I've tried to ride my bike up there and got 3/4 of the way up. Now, I wonder whether players train or do activities like that. And I'd like to ask you, what was the hardest pre-season activity you did?
Well, we used to go down to the beach at Ocean Grove and run along the sand with Bob Davis was the coach and go up the sandhills a la Percy Cerity down at Portsea. And I had an unusual experience down there, Don. This was when medical things weren't quite advanced, and we were doing some wind sprints along the beach, and this bloke got into difficulties. And they dragged him out of the surf, and they had him lying in the shallows. And
a player?
Yes. And they're practicing what's known as the Morrison method of resuscitation on this bloke, where you lie him on his back, and you press down on his breastplate and you lift his elbows, and every time the bloke who was applying the resuscitation lifted his elbows, a spurt of water came out of his mouth, and he'd been doing it for 3/4 of an hour. And the bloke was...
Hang on. This is a player that went out into the surf and drowned.
Yes. No, didn't drown, but they were trying to revive him. And every time they pressed down on his breastplate and lifted his elbows, a spurt of water came out of his mouth. And the club doctor had been standing down looking at the bloke applying the resuscitation. And the bloke looked up at the doctor. He said, "Hey, listen, Doc," he said, "you're annoying the shit out of me. You're just standing there." He said, "How about giving me some practical advice? He doesn't seem to be coming round." And the doctor said, "Well, to be quite honest with you," he said, "I don't know a lot about resuscitation. He said, but I do have a basic knowledge of hydraulics. He said, for a start, why don't you take his ass out of the water?
You're a fucking, you had me and you're a fucking smart. I tried to have it. Jeez, you're a smart.
It's so bad, it's funny.
So, Don, you were driving down the Dramana and you turned right at the police station and you thought,
all that.
We run along the beach there. We did all that physical heavy stuff, Don. We did.
We ran one night. We ran one night for training.
The funniest part is the effort. Sorry, that was 20 minutes ago he threw to you about your pre-season and you worked into that gag.
Not bad, is it? Because, you know, hydraulics is...
No, we get that.
I know. I mean, to have a conversation with you.
You bounced on an opportunity from nowhere.
Don, go on. What's your point? I've got...
Which book of those many joke books did you get that one out?
Don.
It's the recall that I find fascinating. Yeah.
Sharp, isn't it? So I texted...
I just wondered, the modern-day footballer, would they have done what we used to do, that we had to go through the pain barrier?
Yeah, not Leviathans like us, Don.
Well, I was just going to go on and say, one night we had to run from the Music Bowl out to East Ringwood. Yes. Oh, no, Ringwood Shopping, what is it called? Eastland.
Yeah.
Run.
John Kennedy made you do that? Mm-hmm. Kanga.
20 miles.
Yep. 20. Yeah. So, Don, you were a Leviathan.
No. I just wonder whether they do that type of thing now, because I look at it now.
It's a bit more sophisticated now.
What are you suggesting? They're not fit?
I'm just wondering.
They're fit.
I just looked at this run yesterday. I thought, geez, how did the guys ever do it? I mean, it's real tough stuff.
So, Don, I send a picture to the Rocket. I was watching the UFC, you know, the cage fighting.
Mm-hmm.
How that is allowed, I know I've done this before, how that is allowed to be a sport. I watched two women belt the living fucking shit out of one another. You couldn't recognise one of the women. I sent the picture to the Rocket. I said, how is this allowed to be a sport? So that's just as an aside.
Well, your son did it.
That's just as an aside, Don.
But they're not even wearing proper... They're not wearing proper gloves so that they actually tear the shit out of each other's faces.
They just got it over their fist. It's like it's a mitten.
That's just an aside. What really annoys me, and you can do this in boxing as well, whether it be at the Olympics or I'm not sure that they're allowed to do this at the Olympics, why don't they ban the seconders and the trainers and the corner staff from shouting instructions to their charges during the bout? All you can hear is them saying, get him out, cover up, go, get him under the... It's just so infuriating. Why are you allowed to give instructions from the corner as to how you want your charge to play or fight or do anything? In tennis, you're not allowed to coach from the grandstands. Why? It's just an...
Do you think that...
It's infuriating.
Do you think the combatant would be taking in what the seconds were saying?
Nothing.
I agree. So I agree with you in there with self-preservation.
It's gibberish and it's just projection from the corner staff.
Isn't that barracking? Isn't that any the same as barracking? And you're hearing it probably because... Is there crowds where you're hearing this?
No, mate. They just shriek on what to do. Get under him. Come back now. Give him an uppercut. Get your hand up. Why they're allowed to do it, they should just ban any instruction from the corner. And they how that UFC is allowed to proliferate in this day and age.
You watch it every night.
I do. I watch it.
You watch that, do you?
Absolutely. Every night. I want to see someone get killed in there one day.
Oh, no. What?
The more brutal... The more you watch it, it's extraordinary. Why is it allowed to be a sport?
Did you watch Dean?
It's a fascinating insight into your psychology.
Dean? No, mate, it is extraordinary.
What did you make of Dean Boxall?
Who?
Is it Dean Boxall, the coach of Ariana Titmus?
He looks like a weather presenter in Queensland.
Well, the coach, I think his name is Dean Boxall,
yeah,
of Ariana Titmus. What did you think of his celebration after she'd won?
I can't remember it.
Well, he jumped around. It's been highlighted on the news and whatever else.
Mm.
And one ABC reporter, female, said that it detracted, women were up in arms or upset about how it took the attention away from a woman who'd just run the 400 metres and focused onto a man. It went viral. It went right around the world. Dean Boxall, I hope that's
he was too happy for her.
Beg your pardon?
He was too happy for her.
Exactly. He went viral, but her effort didn't receive the accolade that it should.
God, but that would be the fault of the editor, the producer, of putting the camera on him instead of on her, wouldn't it?
We don't control those pictures, though.
No, but that. But I'm just
so
saying,
someone in Japan, yeah.
Someone would be in Japan.
Yeah, because you get a central feed.
Yeah, the feed. Someone that would be the producer's fault by selecting a camera
it's
to show.
Not. That's fantastic work by whoever made that decision, whether it was made
but
here
what
or
I'm
there.
Saying to
that's
you,
fantastic.
The
I'm
opportunity
with you, Don.
To bring up this gender thing again, we recognise that you know Ariana Titmus fantastic. But here's the coach, and she was invested in the coach, and the coach is invested in her. There must be a fantastic bond. And he said to her, you know, he's the author, what his word was, the author of her pain. You know, she had to go, obviously, through the pain.
And the ABC commentator said...
brought up the fact of the gender issue that it is taking away from the female, the male... Mm. Demonstrating the way he was and demonstrating, showing his euphoria and taking away from the girl who'd
good
just
example
won.
Of the irrelevance of the ABC almost, Don.
I can't believe.
Your ABC, someone's ABC.
Well, I do watch the ABC.
So there we are. So now, and I noticed Glenn Archer was going to sue, he's going to sue Caroline Wilson.
Why?
Why do you reckon? She made extraordinarily pejorative and gratuitous statements about him, and he thought, why do I need this? Why do I have to put up with this, particularly from that person? And he thought, sue her.
Please tell me, what she's in a bit of hot water at the moment about Hawthorn, the coaching situation at Hawthorn.
How does she keep a job?
Yeah, but she must be getting feed. She wouldn't just make it up.
Who
do you reckon's feeding her?
Yeah,
I think she makes
a hell of a lot of it up.
I think, I won't say this.
Clarko made an accusation, didn't he?
I don't know. I don't know where she got a feed from Hawthorn, but she was getting the inside information on that drug saga from the AFL. The AFL in that drug saga with Essendon were giving her the information.
But what's happening now with Clarko? Who's
Which
given
was
the
wrong.
Information?
Beg your pardon?
Who's given the information? Who's the leak?
I don't know, but... She's in a lot of hot water, or she's made written an article similar to this. I don't know.
You talk to them. You know what's going on there.
Well, they did have there is, and they've sorted the thing out, but there is
Didn't Clarko make some accusation about who was leaking the information?
Oh, no, I don't know that. No. I don't know any of that at all.
They'll wake up to her one day.
Why? She's writing. She wouldn't just write it for the sake of writing. She'd have to get the information from somebody. So why are they putting it? Why are they trying to tear her down?
Accurate information, you think? The nonsense she wrote about the Essendon stuff was just almost... It was disgraceful. Ruined the lives of... ruined the lives of a lot of the players and drove James Hurd to the brink. Just nonsense.
What about Adam Simpson?
Well, what?
He said that...
Footscray Tech boys.
Oh, shut up, will you? Listen, Mr. Geelong Grammar. Adam Simpson made a mistake of saying that with the reduction in staff resources at football clubs, you know, the footy department... they're likely to just... it might get to the point where they can only draft private schoolboys with, you know, with undivorced...
So what did you say
Why did you say Footscray Tech boys?
Because he said that if you come from Footscray Tech...
No, he didn't. I said that in my text to you when I sent you the story, you idiot.
No, I don't think so.
I did. He didn't say anything about Footscray Tech.
Oh, well, you said
Tech.
It.
I said I've now worked out why I didn't get drafted because I went to Footscray Tech and I was at a single
So
month.
When I say it, it's rubbish. When you say it, it's okay.
Well, I thought you were mocking
Thank
me.
You for setting the scene. What did Adam Simpson say? say?
He said that we're at the point, we might get to the point where we're only drafting private school boys and people from non-broken homes, because that way they won't have any problems off field with them. How horrible is that?
Well, the best footballers are being recruited to the private school system, being offered scholarships. So they're out recruiting the best talent, and the under 18 competition run by the AFL.
What about divorced parents?
Divorced parents, what's that got to do with it?
Well, that's what Adam said. Adam said that they'd be taking blokes that had come from non-broken homes.
Well, I don't know why.
You want to try that with LeBron James?
I don't know why. It's, anyway, I don't understand that. But I think the football departments are really protecting themselves at the moment, because the soft cap's going to be enforced, and a lot of people will be out of jobs, and they're using their position. John Longmire said it the other day, they can run a football team with less staff than what they've got. They're being pandered.
In a much greater, in a much more extreme example of this, in America.
What?
In America.
Yeah.
You never look at your own in your own backyard.
I said in a more extreme example of this.
Okay, keep going.
Fucking unbelievable, isn't it?
You criticise me for cutting you off.
Not at all. I said in a more extreme example of what the Rocket is talking about, in America, they are asking groups of people, agitators and people with agendas, are asking white people not to enrol their sons and daughters in university. They're asking for blacks and Hispanics to be enrolled in the universities and not take any inductees or any people who apply that are white.
What's that got to do with sport?
Well, what's it got to do with sport? I said in an extreme example of what the Rocket is talking about you just mentioned the public schools and elite people. I'm saying that's spread. That is what's happening in a more extreme level over in the States.
Of the opposite.
Yep.
Okay.
Good way to finish.
Yeah, good.
Well, because, Don, you sit and watch and come up with all that crap about the Olympics, and we sit here and listen to it, and he has no idea what goes on overseas. I'm telling you what goes on overseas and what is happening over in that country, and it gets spread over here. Don't you worry about it. They're saying that white people are being asked not to enrol their sons and daughters in universities, give preference to blacks and Hispanics, and let them take all the positions that are up for grabs. That's what they're saying. And why would you have to do that? Why do you have to apologise for your skin colour? No, because you both of you have no idea what's going on the other side of the world. And every time I bring it up, you say, oh, stick to Australia. Because we will end up following the leader. Now, play the music?
Yeah, I think we should.
I just have to find it.
No.
I have to find it.
Sing.
Sing.
Ted, have you got your call back for your job, footy ops?
He's not talking. There's been a breakdown.
Don, you've been absolutely disgraceful in that. Gil McLaughlin will ring me up and say, I want you to throw your hat in the ring for the footy operations manager.
I've thrown it in indirectly.
He will say, it's now official, mate. I'd like to speak, have coffee with you and go through some of your...
The top end of Melbourne is against you. If you haven't worked that out...
That's corruption, you're alleging there.
I am telling you, you're out. You're out of favour of the top end of Melbourne.
Oh, gee. I can't believe that, Don. And I believe that I'll be asked to come and give my credentials and my paradigm for the...
Geelong Grammar's finest is out of favour at the top end of town.
You would be the... are there any better or better known sportsmen than you from Geelong
None.
Grammar? Sit down and don't be so...
None.
Conceited. Tell me, there must have been someone else.
No,
well, Gil went there. Your old
he
mate.
Did, no, he didn't.
Did he go to Geelong Grammar? Gil?
No.
No.
Yes, he did.
No,
he would have gone to that place in St. Peter's or somewhere in Adelaide.
No,
he went to Geelong Grammar.
No, I don't think he did. Oh, not surely. He's not one of my old schoolmates, is he?
Yep.
Let's have a look, because I'm. Oh, that is extraordinary. Gil.
Are you more offended by that, are you?
Oh, well,
do you think there was some sort of secret handshake that you should have been privy to?
Masons, you know how the Masons shut and they put their little finger in the palm of your hand?
No, it's just.
That's not
the way you do it.
How do you do it?
I'm not going to tell you.
I've never shaken hands.
Why not?
With Gil.
No.
You're not a Mason, are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not paid up anymore.
I've never shaken hands.
Haven't paid the subs.
How much for the subs?
They blackballed me because I didn't pay.
That'll happen.
I never shaken hands with Gil, I don't think. I might have met him once fleetingly because we're good friends. So good friends don't have to shake. Don, I never shake hands with you every time I see you. And I'm a very good friend of the Rockets. I've never shaken his hand ever. So good friends don't shake. So I can't tell you what... I'm just looking up where he went to school.
I wanted... No. What are we going through the roll? We're going through the roll at Geelong Grammar.
I'm checking where he went to school. I don't think he's an old grammar boy. He was born in South Australia.
Yes.
Occupation. Says his occupation is...
Went to Mount Pleasant Pony Club. With personal. His brother Hamish
Mount
and Jamie
Pleasant.
Carr.
He did too. Rosebank, Mount Pleasant, former first. Hamish. He is St. Peter. He was a board at St. Peter's College.
Thank you. Adelaide.
University. He never went to Geelong Grammar. I would know.
Are you sure?
Sandy Robertson. Sandy Roberts is an old St. Peter's boy.
I'll just go through the M's in the house I was in. McKinnon, McCallum, McConnell, McKenzie, Mavely, Smith, Mather, Mims, Mitchell, Mortimer, Myatt, Nick. No, his name's not on there. His name. I would know a McLaughlin if
Hang
I saw
on, just stretch for me for a second.
All right, now I've...
Georgie Crozier is a former Geelong...
Grammarian. Yep, I said that to her here, Don.
Okay, well, give me a few more. Nigel Murch.
Yeah, Murch.
The late Nigel Murch.
Stuart Nigel Clifford Murch. From Camperdown or whenever he...
No, he came further down.
Oh, yeah, he did
between
too.
Port Ferry
he did
and
too, quite
Warrnambool.
Right, yep. Doug came from Narrowong, which is near... Doug Wade came from Narrowong.
Near Horsham?
Near Port Ferry. And
But he played for Horsham, Doug Wade.
Yeah, he did too. And Bobby Davis came down and got the fat man. He used to call Doug the fat man. He said, get the puddin' down here. He said, he's a fair dinker, magnificent kick, the puddin'. And Doug used to be loved calling the puddin', and he was
you
a mercurial.
Listen, can you give me another Geelong grammarian that's done well, please?
Done well what, sport-wise?
Yes.
Well, Chris Mitchell was a Geelong grammarian. Jeff Ainsworth
was. Oh, come on, Chris Mitchell.
Oh, well, I'm just saying I was head and shoulders.
I know you were. Give me someone else. There's got to be. Where did Paul Sheehan go?
Paul Sheehan went to the college, second-tier public school. There's only five main public schools and the rest are just hybrids. So he didn't go to Geelong Grammar, did he? I would have known if Gil, because Gil and I would have been...
I'm sure he did.
No, I bet he didn't, mate.
All right.
Well, Rocket. All right, so
it's
that's
not the first time I've been wrong today.
Now, hang on. Here we go. We've got to get the...
What are we doing?
We're winding up, Don. I'm just trying to get the music.
Say hello to Nola too. Goodbye to Nola.
This is not our song, but this is John English.
John English?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't blaspheme either.
This is it. This should be applied to you, Don. Words are not enough. This is a great song. And we should have this as a theme to finish with. When Nola Stremers, or whatever her name is.
Remeth.
To me, the way I feel about you. Isn't that a great song?
Who's the singer?
John English. That's a great song. All right, well, let's sign off, Don. Times go by.